The living condition is that we have a general propensity to love someone. No one can live without loving someone else. This propensity is present in every living being. Even an animal like a tiger has this loving propensity, at least in a dormant stage, and it is certainly present in a human being. The missing point, however, is where to repose our love so that everyone can become happy. At the present moment, the human society teaches one to love his country or family or his personal self, but there is no information where to repose the loving propensity so that everyone can become happy.
This point is missing. It is not possible that we can approach everyone and offer our loving service, just like people are very much attracted by the humanitarian services. They take it very great loving service to the human society. But however you may love, suppose in the beginning one loves his own self, his own body, just like a child. He loves for himself anything he gets, he wants to eat. Own sense gratification. Then as he grows, he shares his foodstuff with his little brother and sister. Then as he grows, he loves his mother, his father, then other friends. In this way, as we go, we can love our society, our community, our nation, or internationally, all human beings. But still it is imperfect. Still it is imperfect. It is not all-inclusive. Just like at the present moment, every country, their national, they consider the human being as national, not the animals. But actual meaning of national means anyone who takes birth in that country. In Sanskrit word, it is called praja, king and raja and praja. Praja means who takes birth, prajayati. Anyone who takes birth in that country, in that kingdom, he is called praja. So it is the duty of the king to give protection all praja, not that only human being or my brother or my sister, and not the animal, not the cows, not the goats, not the chicken, no. They are also praja. But because there is no Krishna consciousness, they think the praja means only the human being. Imperfect knowledge. But when one becomes Krishna conscious, he loves everyone. Because his connection with Krishna, Krishna says, sarva-yoni-sipanti-al-sambhavanti-muttayaya. All forms of living entities, all species of life, their mother is this material nature, and I am the seed-giving father. That is real humanity. Samas-sarve-sibhute-isu. Brahma-bhuta-prasanna-atma-na-sosati-na-kānsati. Samas-sarve-sibhute-isu. If one does not see equally to all living entities, pandita samadarshan, that is pandit. It is not pandit that only my brother is good, my father is good, and all are bad. That is not pandit. That is sectarian. That is said to you. One day, Vidyadhanaya Sampanni, Brahmani, Gobi, Hastini, Sunitita, Sapati, Pandita, Samadashi. So that means at the present moment, all the leaders, they are fools and rascals. They are simply sectarian. I am good, my brother is good, my father is good. All are there. It's all. Nationalism, communism, these are going on. But a Krishna Bhakta, he does not see light. He does not like to kill even an ant. That misery, you are a hunter, you are killing animals up there. And he met Narad Muni, so he became a Vaishnava. And when he became a Vaishnava, he was not prepared to kill even an ant. The same hunter was killing other animals up there and he was taking pleasure. this partiality is not in Vaishnava. Potitanam pavanevya Vaishnava bhunava. Vaishnava is friend, Sridham Sadhabhutana, Sadhava Sadhabhutana, Pitishava Paramika, Sridham Sadhabhutana, Ajata Satrava Shanta, Sadhava Sadhabhutana. Sadhu, devotee, he is friend for everyone. Sridham as Krishna, he is friend of everyone. Krishna said, Bhoktaram Jagratabhasam Sarulokumahistaram Suridam Sarabhutaram. Similarly, he is representative, he is also friend for everyone. As Krishna comes, defends to reclaim all fallen souls back to home, back to Godhead. Similarly, he is representative, devotee. He also approaches everyone, tries to get him back to home, back to God. Sridham Sarvabhutana. Even to the animals, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered a dog. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's party was going to Jagannath Puri. A dog was followed. That dog was delivered because he followed the devotee. There are many instances like that. What is it? Is it?
At the present moment, the human society teaches one how to love his country or family and his personal self.
Now we have got a propensity to love, but we do not know. How our love can be perfect. That is known. That perfection is possible when you love Krishna. Achyutaya sarvahanam achyutaya yatha tarannula nishekanena sitvanti sattanna bhujopasaka pranopahara siddhasindriyana tatha sarvahanam achyutaya. That this secret is not. But actually, that is the fact. That's why we are in this old age, we are wandering all over the world to see that let everyone become happy by Krishna consciousness. It is not that we love only our countrymen, only Hindus, or Bengalis and Madrasis, no. We love everyone, even the animals. But because human beings can understand the Krishna philosophy, therefore we hold meetings of the human beings But still, whenever we get opportunity, we give protection to the animals. We give them prasadam. We do not prohibit even some animal comes to hear. They also hear sometimes. Hearing is there. Anyone can hear. Even they do not understand what is Hare Krishna. If you chant loudly Hare Krishna, even the ants and insects is hearing immediately. Because it is spiritual vibration, it will act for everyone. We just like fire. The fire will act. Either you are human being or insect, if you touch fire, it will do its work. Similarly, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is transcendental vibration. When we chant loudly, anyone who hears, it doesn't matter whether it is man, animal, tree, insect, anyone will hear, will get power. This is transcendental vibration. It's like when there is not to speak of. This transcendental vibration, even the vibration of cloud, that is also Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, sabda khe paurasam nina rasoham martukantiya prabhasmi shashishudhyala. The animal has no realization that here is Krishna. But a human being, after attending Satsanga, devotees, association of the devotees, he can understand, here I am drinking water. Now in the Bhagavad Gita it is saying, Rasoham Mamsutantya. So this taste of water is Krishna. He remembers immediately Krishna. That means immediately associates with Krishna. This is the process. Either you remember Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padu Sevanam Harsanam Bandhanam Dasanam. Anyway, when you hear about Krishna, you are associating Krishna. You are chanting about Krishna, you are associating Krishna. You are remembering Smaranam. That is also Krishna. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Mamsu Kaunsa, he's thinking, how to become Krishna conscious? It's not difficult at all. He says, everyone drinks water. Who can say that I do not drink water? Then why you have not seen Krishna? Krishna says, Rasoham Mamsu Kaunsa. So as soon as you taste, you understand what is Krishna. What is difficult? If you try to understand Krishna in this easy way, gradually Krishna consciousness will develop. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavunor Savanadi Shuddha Siddhi Parayuga. Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. It's like part and parcel of gold is gold. There may be some dusty cover, but it has to be cleansed, that's all. Then it becomes gold. So everyone is Krishna conscious. But on account of his association with matter, he is thinking that is different from Krishna. Otherwise, every one of us, Mamayivansu, Jivabhu, everyone is Krishna, part and parcel. Part and parcel of Krishna means part and parcel of gold, as you understand. But a little drop of seawater, it is also contains the same ingredient. Similarly, we have also got the same ingredient as Krishna has got. The difference is, he is big, Anoraniyan Mahatomaya, we are small, particle. So Krishna consciousness is our natural, there is. But at the present moment, on account of our association with Maya, material energy, we have forgotten Krishna. Krishna Bhulya Jeev Bhogavan Sakare, that forgetfulness is manifested by our desire to enjoy this material world. Bhogavan, everyone is trying to enjoy this material world to its best capacity. That is called material world. Only the Krishna conscious persons, they are not trying to enjoy this material world, but they are trying to dovetail everything in the service of it. That is the difference. Anasattasya Vishayam Yatharam Upajanyasa. Just like we eat Krishna Prasadam, everyone is eating. We are also eating. But we don't eat directly. Whatever we prepare, whatever we collect, first of all we offer to Krishna. Because we think that it is a prayer, the thing is of Krishna. Krishna has given. You cannot manufacture rice, dal or wheat in your factory, neither fruit nor milk. It is given by Krishna. Eko bahunam vindhatitama. He is given. One has to acknowledge. Yes, it is given by Krishna. It is Krishna's. So let me offer it first of all to Krishna, then take the prasadam. This is Krishna consciousness. Where is the religion? Everyone can do this. But they will not do it. They satisfy the tongue. And that is forbidden. Ji pachyanti atmakarana bhunyanti iti adhang papam. So if you are eating simply, seeing how we can be happy, we have to suffer. Bhunyanti iti adhang papam. Ji pachyanti atmakarana. So who is cooking for Krishna? Nobody is cooking, except a Krishna's devotee. Nobody is cooking. He is pachyanti atmakarana. He is thinking now, this Sunday, rasgulla, puri, and meat, and chicken, I shall eat very, very tasty. So he is eating, seeing, avang pa. And he has to suffer. He has to suffer. Therefore people are suffering. Without Krishna consciousness, everyone must suffer. That is the laws of nature. Devi jisa gunami mama maya durati. We cannot avoid. Mami vaja prapadvanti maya nitaam karunti. Only you can be happy when you are a surrendered soul to Krishna. That is the only way. Parin minana mrityam taranti. So, we have got this loving propensity, but we do not know how to love, where our loving propensity should be reposed. That is not so. That is Krishna. The people, the same example, just way if you water in the root of the tree, then the water is distributed all over the branches, leaves, and flowers and everywhere. If you put food stuff in the stomach, the energy is distributed all over the body. Everyone can understand this. That Krishna is the root. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Janmadrasya jataha. He is the root. But we are neglecting the root. We are trying to pour water in the leaf. The leaf is dry and its labor will be perfect. That is happening. So-called humanitarian service, social service, without any touch with Krishna, just like watering on the tree without touching the root, it is useless labor. Similarly, you do whatever service you can do to the society, to the community, to the nation, but do it in Krishna consciousness, then you are perfect. Otherwise, it is even imperfect. The persons who are home, you are giving service, they will never be happy, neither you will be happy. So this is Krishna consciousness, Mumbai. That they are simply wasting their time. Samayavaiti. simply wasting their time, so-called humanitarian service. They must say, Nirvande Krishna Samman. Everything should be in relationship with Krishna. Anasaptasya Vishayan Jatharam Bhujan Jata. Nirvande Krishna Samman De Jukta Vidyatams. The simple process. First of all, try to understand Krishna and try to love Him. Your love will be distributed. Not only your family, your community, but throughout the whole world, all animals, all insects, all trees. You'll never be inclined to do harm even to an ant. A tree is cut down. A Krishna bhakta becomes sorry. Others do not become sorry. They are so sympathetic. Nowadays, trees are being cut into pieces without any consideration. This is also sinful activity. They are also living it. You cannot kill them. Unnecessary. This is the law of nature. Well,
but there is no information where to repose loving propensity so that everyone can become happy.
Yes. If the whole society takes the Krishna consciousness, everyone will be happy. Maybe government men, the politicians, they become Krishna conscious. But it is very difficult. As soon as they become Krishna conscious, they will not be able to do all these heinous activities. So, it is very difficult. But the fact is this, that just like Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was king, people were so happy that even there was no extreme cold and extreme heat, neither there any discharge in anxiety. These are stated in the Bhagavad. If the king, if the government man, they become devotee, then automatically the prajas will be happy. Why they are entering after Ramraj? Because the head of the kingdom is the purest. In our Bengali language, it is said that if the king is sinful, the whole kingdom becomes lost. And if the family, if the housewife is sinful, then the whole family becomes lost. It is a common saying. So the difficulty is that nobody, we are grudging against government. So many complaints you have got. But there is no question of grudging against government. Because we are not Krishna consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are electing our representative who will conduct it. How we can expect good government? You become Krishna conscious. You elect your representative, Krishna consciousness. And the government will be all right. You get.
That missing point is Krishna. And the nectar of devotion teaches us how to stimulate our original love for Krishna and how we can be situated in that position where we can enjoy our blissful life.
Yes. Without being Krishna conscious, there cannot be blissful life. You may rest assured. You may try in so many ways. Anhaja Thandri Upuniyamana. Leaders may try. It is not the possible. Take for example, in India, we thought in the British are poor. So then we'll be happy. There will be no Hindu Muslim riots, there will be so many things. Conjecture. It is Ram Rajya. But what is Ram Rajya? Now everywhere there is fight. Now there is no Hindu Muslim right. Now the Andhra and other provinces are fighting. So fighting will be unless we are Krishna conscious. One.
In the primary stage, a child loves his parents, then his brothers and sisters, and as he daily grows up, he begins to love his family, society, community, country, nation, or even the whole human society. But the loving propensity is not satisfied even by loving all human society. That loving propensity remains imperfectly fulfilled.
And when back there, finishes all scripture writing, all the Vedas, Puranas, even Brahma Sutra, he was not happy. He was not happy, and his spiritual master Narada came, inquired, why you are not happy? You have done so much work. So he could not explain. He said, I do not find why you are not happy. But because you are my spiritual master, you can say. So he indicated that because he did not describe about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore you are not happy. Now you try to describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead, particularly, and therefore he wrote this one Bhagavatam. In fact, yes, in the third chapter of the first chapter.
But that loving propensity is not satisfied even by loving all human society. That loving propensity remains imperfectly fulfilled until we know who is the Supreme Beloved.
Yes. Supreme Beloved, Krishna. Supreme Person, Supreme Beautiful, Supreme Rich, Supreme Famous, Supreme Wise, everything Supreme. We love somebody out of these six opulences. If one opulence is there, suppose one man is very rich and charitable, we love. And just think about how Krishna is rich and how he is charitable. He is giving his charity, he is distributing foodstuff, millions and millions of living entities every day. We are taking pride if we can see 100, 200, 500, 2000. But just imagine, there are millions and millions of elephants all over the universe. Krishna is supplying their food. There's so many animals. How they are getting food? So many birds. How they can... Actually, there is no scarcity of food. The scarcity of food is for the human society or the animals who live in them. Because actually the human society is misusing the advanced consciousness. Therefore they are put into the trouble. At the present moment there is scarcity of water all over India. And so many things have been restricted. But in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jagyan Bhavati Prajyan. So they are not performing yogas. So this is nature's restriction. We have got this information. They are not performing yogas. They are thinking by science, by electricity, by this and that, we shall provide everything. By the way, electricity is being also released. Supply of electricity is being controlled. And one after another. Because the supreme controller, if he does not sanction your so-called scientific improvement or so-called social service, will not make the whole world satisfied. That is not possible. That is not possible. This secret is known to the devotee. Yes.
Our love can be fully satisfied only when it is reposed in Krishna.
Yes.
This theme is the sum and substance of the Nectar of Devotion, which teaches us how to love Krishna in five different transcendental levels.
Yes. Right. Our whole Krishna consciousness movement is to teach people how to love Krishna. सभी पुंसान परो धर्म जतो भक्ति वधो खरी अहित की अप्रतिहता जय आत्मा संप्रति जिन आत्मा संप्रति दिस इज द प्रेवेलेंट ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मोमेंट दैट विल सॉल्व ऑल प्रॉब्लम्स एंड पीपल विल बी हैप्पी थिंग्स विल चेंज दैट इज कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस मोमेंट थैंक यू
Krishna
does not appear or disappear. Krishna is always present. But we see at a certain period, just like the sun. Sun is always in the sky. But when it is daytime, we see. At night time, we cannot see. At night time, because we cannot see, it does not mean there is no sun. It is our imperfectness of eyes we cannot see. Similarly, Krishna is always present. One who has got eyes, he can see. Or are the circumstances favorable, he can see. Krishna is always. Premanana Shurita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaivari Vaheshu Vilopayana Jayanava Sthita Tadgatena Manasa Pasanti Jana Yogi. So Krishna can be seen always if we have got eyes to see. That eyes, how can we transfer Premanana Shurita? When it is as near with the ointment of love, and then with his eyes we can see Krishna. Krishna is always there. Ishara Saruhutana Vidyesha Arjuna Tishtati. He is a present everywhere. Anna Antarastham Paramahana Kriya Antarastham. Krishna is not as there. Krishna is always there. We haven't got eyes to see. So we have to prepare the eye. Sarvabhadhi nirmal tam tatparatena nirmala. When you make your eyes nirmal, when you give up all these titular designations, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am American, I am Indian, I am black, I am white. These are all designations. When you give up, become Brahma Bhuta, Prasanna. I am nothing of this. I am eternal servant of Krishna. When you come to this consciousness, you will teach. Krishna is always there. Krishna. A devotee is saying, factual Krishna. A non-devotee is saying, a bad dog. Yes. Krishna is here. Why they say, where is your Krishna? Here is Krishna, just like Hiranyakashipu challenged Prahlad Maharaj, where is your Krishna? Alright, let me kill you, let your God come and protect you. So, the eighth class they show like. But one who has got training in Krishna consciousness, he has got eyes to see Krishna always. If there is not Krishna, then all the acharyas, they install deity in so many millions of temples. They are all fools and ascetics. They ask her to worship some stone and wood. No. Krishna is there. But we haven't got eyes to see. There is deity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he saw Jagannath, at Puri, Jagannath immediately said, here is my Lord. Thank you. So we have to create that eye to see Krishna. That will be done gradually. Sevan Mukhihi Jivado, Sayamayama Spurtava. We cannot see Krishna. We cannot command Krishna, please come here, I will see. No. He is revealing himself, being satisfied with your service. Here I am. You see me now. So we have to wait for that revelation, not by force. Force will not act. Krishna is not our order supplier, servant. Krishna, please come here, I want to see. No, that is not true. He must disturb me, see, first of all, surrender, be followed within condemnation, be made after Krishna, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda Virahena. Sunnayate jagat sarvam, Govinda Virahena. Sunnayatam jagat sarvam, everything is better. Because I cannot see Govinda. Just like if one's beloved son dies, he sees everything better. He no more sees that cars are running on the street or people are running. No, he sees everything better. Why? Due to love. Similarly, when we come to that position, we can see everything better without Krishna. Then that is the proper position to see Krishna. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govindam virahenam. Lord Chaitanya says that I am not a devotee of Krishna. That's why you are trying knowledge for Krishna. That is simply to show, make a show that I am a great devotee of Krishna. Then, now, how you can understand that you are not, we know you. No. Because I am still living without Krishna, that means I have no love for Krishna. I should have died long, long ago. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, so this much ecstasy, this much eagerness, when we come, then we can see always. Rimanyana Sarita Bhakti Vila Santa Sadaiva 24 hours he can see Krishna. He cannot see anything but Krishna. That's why the sun rises. As soon as the sun rises, you start your aeroplane and you go on the towards the eastern and western side, till finalist day, practical, there will be no sunset. We have seen it while coming from Paris to London. Was it not? There was no sunset. We started from Paris at 12 o'clock and we reached London at 3 o'clock. Los Angeles at 3 o'clock. It actually took 11 hours, but it appeared 3 hours. But there was no sunset. But actually, so many hours have been passed. So, this is a technique. So similarly, if you keep always yourself in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will not go away from your sight. He'll not go away from your sight. You must know the technique. Is that all right? Do you have any other question? Ask. Yes.
I understand that you can not see Krishna with the self-care mind. But I was just asking if you can not see Krishna with the self-care mind. I want to know.
Yes. The same example, just like 6:30, sunrise, as soon as it passes from India, it's 6:30 in another country. And as soon as it passes that country, it's 6:30 in another country. So 6:30 is all over. 6:30, 12:30, 3 o'clock, all day, time, 24 hours, all is present in time, somewhere or other. Srila Krishna's Leela from his birth up to the disappearance, that is always existing. Disappearance means disappearance from my eyes. Krishna does not disappear. Just like formerly people used to think after the sunset the sun is dead. Who are the person? Sometimes they thought like the sun is dead now. Some philosophers, such as Christians, they used to think like that. Similarly, somebody says, Krishna is there. Punabha says, because your Krishna is part and parcel. But, he disappears. Therefore, Krishna says, Tathāsi hāntaraṁ prāti dhīrastatvanam niyati. When he is sober, he knows that this man is his brother. Sāhannati hannamāne sarīre. He's not dead. He has simply passed from this body to another body. Just like a mother when a child from baby's body comes to boy's body. The mother does not cry, oh, where is my son? The baby. He knows that baby has come to this body. Similarly, a person who is in the knowledge of the transmigration of the soul, he knows that my father and my brother, he's not dead. He has simply changed his body. Dhira satanami, you see. One has to become dhira, sober, to understand the things as they are. Tathā dehāntaraṁ prāpti dhira satanami. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means we are trying to make people dhira, not adhira. Adhira cannot understand. But even adhira can understand. Dhira adhira. Krishna kirtana gana natana paro prema amritam munidhi. Dhira adhira jana priyo. A perfect devotee is there both for the dhira and adhira. Dhira adhira jana priyo. Priyataro nirmataro pujita. Sri Chaitanya kripabharo. Bhuvibhubhava bhārāva hantārako valle rūpa sanātana uravijilo sri jīva gopāla. So, for a devotee, both the dhīra and adhīra welcome. We do not say only the perfect person should come here. No, perfect or imperfect come here. Take part in this Krishna consciousness movement. Dhīra adhīra. It doesn't matter. Because one who is adhira, by associating with the dhira, he will also become dhira. Just like one is not drunkard, but associating with the drunkard, he becomes a drunkard. Sangat sanjayate kaam. So similarly, this Krishna consciousness movement is giving chance to everyone. Not to speak of kimpuna, brahmana, punna, vastara, this person. Apite. What is that verse? Mani pata prapastitya jitishu pabhagun. They also, siddhi janta janti parangati, kimpuna, brahmana, punna. Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. Even the most sinful person can go back to home, back to God. And what to speak of? The pious Brahmins, Kinkana, Brahmana, Vastara, this person. They will go. Even those who are sinful, if they take to Krishna consciousness, they will also resonate. Right. Stand up.
It's karma.
Yes.
If you believe in it, could you answer me that currently, how someone who have entered a new body, a new life, doesn't remember anything of the past. If, for example, I'm suffering today, because of what I did in the past, any form of retribution or suffering should be, for me, a total consciousness.
Do you remember from your birth up to death everything you remember? Do you remember?
Pardon?
From your birth till today, do you remember everything?
Yes.
Then why do you forget in this life?
Okay.
Things which happen in this life, in your childhood, so many things happen. But do you remember all of them? So that doesn't mean that you did not do so. Therefore, you remember or not remember, it doesn't matter.
But if
that is your nature, you forget. So you do not remember even the incidences of this life. How you can remember the incidents of your past life? Because you are forgetful. You are so imperfect that you forget after 2 hours, everything. That is your nature. That does not mean that you did not do anything. And besides that, you remember or not remember. Suppose your guardian remembers. My dear child, when you were a small baby, he did it. But you remember, similarly, Krishna is there. Ishvara sarva bhutanam vidyesha arjuna tishtati. Hanumanta, upadrashta, he knows everything. You may forget, but Krishna knows. You wanted this thing, all right, take it. You work for this, now I give you the opportunity, you take this. You wanted to eat everything and anything without any discrimination, all right, now you become a hog. That is Krishna's favor. And you wanted me. Jānti deva bhata devān sudhrīn jānti sutra bhata bhūtevya jānti bhūta madhyāri no vidhān. You wanted me. You sacrificed everything for me. Please, come on. Tattādhiham punarjanma naiti māmi iti kaunti. So as you work, so therefore, this life is the preparation stage for your next life. Either you choose a better life or a sinful life or unimportant life. That is your. Just like if you get good education, that will make your future life nice. But if you don't go to school, then how you can get a better life? Similarly, karma nādhayonasena, according to your karma. If you are asked, work very hard for nice play, you get it. Yes, very intelligent. In this way, we are creating our karmas and getting one kind of body to another. Therefore, if we want to get out of this cycle of birth and death, then we must surrender to Krishna. Then the facility will be saptadhyam, after giving up this body, saptadhyam, punarjanma naiti. No more birth in this material. That is Krishna consciousness. The best service to the human to stop this repetition of birth and death and go to home, back to home. This is the special benediction of Krishna consciousness. Yes, it is thought that if you become Krishna consciousness fully, if you are trained up, just after death you go to Krishna consciousness. Immediately.
How does it compare with other movies?
That you have to judge. What can I say? If you don't want to go to Krishna, you can do anything else.
I mean,
movement, leading to Krishna. Yes. If you want to meet Krishna immediately, then do as these boys are doing, these girls are doing. What is the difference? They are Europeans, Americans. They eat, meat. They are all the bad habits. Now, for Krishna's sake, they are giving up everything. They want Krishna. They are different. Dhirabhata. Bhajanti maam dhirabhata. So as soon as you become determined, your success is yours.